This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The government tries to get AIG off of the federal dole.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the Treasury Department is ready to sell stock in the bailed-out insurance company AIG, but Uncle Sam won't be making much of a profit. First, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow's down 53 points at 12,706. The Nasdaq just basically flat right now. The S&P 500 down about 0.3%. Toyota said today its profit fell 77% last quarter. That's mostly thanks to supply shortages as a result of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Now let's get to AIG. The company announced this morning that it and the Treasury Department will go ahead with the sale of about $9 billion in shares this month. The government is trying to at least break even on the company it bailed out during the financial crisis, and it looks like breaking even is about the best it's going to do after a disappointing quarter for AIG, which lost money in its property insurance businesses because of the earthquake in Japan. Let's bring in Richard DeKayser. He's an economist with the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live from Boston, as he is each Wednesday. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So do you think the government is making the right move here in going ahead with this sale of AIG stock right after the stock took such a beating?
I do. It's up substantially today. But here's the deal. The government is holding about $48 billion in AIG, which translates into an effective price of $28 and change. As I said, today it's trading over 31, so it will make a profit. And we need to remember that the reason the government did this in the first place was not to speculate on the stock market, but to prevent a financial Armageddon from playing out. So I think it's time to start paring back, and this is less of a profit than it would have been, but we're still coming out ahead.
Do you think, Richard, that there's ever going to be a point that you and I will be able to talk about Wall Street firms that are totally free of government assistance?
Well, it depends what you mean by assistance. If you mean holding ownership positions, yes, I'd say we're a few years away from that. But the government's always going to be providing assistance in other ways, if only indirectly. I mean, deposit insurance at banks is a form of government insurance, which is provided in a monopoly format without a profit. So that sort of thing is going to be going on for a long time after the remnants of the financial crisis have long since passed.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
To the state of Illinois now, which is increasing its tax on business to deal with a huge budget deficit. Now some big-name companies are threatening to leave the land of Lincoln. From Chicago Public Radio, Susie Ahn reports.
You know that great Chicago icon, the Sears Tower? Well, that's no more. It's called the Willis Tower now because Sears moved its headquarters to a cheaper location in the suburbs. And with rising taxes, Sears is considering yet another move to another state. Paul Swinand analyzes Sears for Morningstar.
I think overall, Sears is purely looking at the bottom line. So the company has been struggling recently, and if they can get significant tax savings, they can take that money and plow it back into the business.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says he is willing to negotiate tax incentives.
We will sit down with the Sears people and their representatives and elected representatives. I'm sure we'll work out something.
Quinn seems to be coming to the table a lot lately. Recently, Illinois made a deal with Motorola Mobility. That company is getting a $100 million tax break over the next 10 years. In Chicago, I'm Susie Ahn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Retailers are starting to clear space on their shelves. That's to make room for more tablet computers, which are expected to outsell laptops by next year. Tablets like the iPad are also being called the killer of the e-reader. It seems most consumers want everything in one place and on one device. Let's talk about that now with LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, it sounds like everybody wants everything on one device, and companies are more than happy to make that happen.
Of course. And, you know, who wouldn't want it? Because there's a convenience factor involved here. And what this is going to mean is a number of consumer products are going to disappear, if not altogether, then gradually. And, you know, I work for a newspaper. I know all about digital technology upending existing standards. So I think we should prepare for things to disappear, if not in the near future, then coming up soon.
Well, what kinds of things do you think will be going away?
Well, look at wristwatches, for example. Young people simply don't wear them. Why? Because people just, you know, they carry around their smartphone. It gives them the time. So wristwatches will have some nostalgia value, but I don't think they're going to have a lot of staying power. CDs, DVDs, those are gimmies. They're out of here completely.
Yeah.
GPS devices, you're not going to need a separate one of those, not when you've got a smartphone around. And here's an interesting one, address books. You'll keep all of that stored on your whatever mobile service. I knew that that was the shape of things to come when I did that myself. And I'm the last guy to always do that kind of thing.
You got everything on your phone. Is there anything that consumers might want to keep separate?
Well, people talk about how books are facing their demise from e-readers. I just don't see that happening anytime soon. I think books will have some staying power. They're just too portable, too convenient. And here's another interesting one. Game consoles like PlayStations and Xboxes and Wiis, they take so much computing power to run the state-of-the-art games right now. I just don't know if you can pack that much power into a lightweight device like an iPad or an iPod and still have the same playability. So my suspicion is we're going to see game consoles around for a bit longer.
And David, are there any things consumers should be worried about when it comes to putting everything in one place?
Yeah, losing the darn thing. You lose your device and you've lost half your life now. So if there's any one thing I want to leave people with, it's back up your data. Back it up.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally to Okeechobee County, Florida, where a would-be bank robber forgot an important piece of equipment. He handed a note to the teller last Friday and demanded a bag full of cash. Only problem was the teller didn't have a bag and neither did the robber. So he left and was bagged by police a few minutes later. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.